Going to the movies is not always a fun experience for people who cannot hear. Film showings in theaters with captions, the written words the actors are saying, are limited. And the special equipment needed to read the captions is often broken or unavailable. A new movie aims to change that. Coda is a coming-of-age story about the only hearing member of a deaf family. It opens in theaters Friday. The film will be shown with captions that require no special equipment to see. Marley Matlin plays a deaf mother in the film. She is the only deaf performer to ever win an Oscar, which she won for her work in Children of a Lesser God in 1987. Matlin said of Coda, "It couldn't be more groundbreaking." In other words, the film is introducing new ideas and ways of filmmaking to the world. Coda won 4 awards at the Sundance Film Festival earlier this year. Along with playing in theaters across the United States and Britain, Coda also will be available with full subtitles in more than 36 languages on Apple TV Plus starting Friday. Apple worked with movie theater operators to make sure the film would be played with captions for all moviegoers. This kind of captioning is known as open captions. Experts believe it is the first film released in theaters to offer open captions. "It is historic. It is huge for all of us," said Daniel Durant, a deaf actor who plays son Leo in the film. "This is a day we have waited to see for so many years," he added. The letters in the film's name, Coda, stand for Children of Deaf Adults. The film tells the story of a high school student named Ruby. She has grown up having to interpret for her deaf father, mother, and brother. The family communicates with sign language. All 3 of the deaf characters in the film are played by deaf actors. Durant said that while some parts of the movie are from the position of deaf people, the appeal of Coda is universal. "Anyone who watches this can feel connected with it because everyone comes from a family, and every family goes through similar struggles. Kids growing up, what they are going to do in their future, becoming independent, maybe they're moving away from their family," Durant said. Writer-director Sean Hader, who can hear, learned American Sign Language for the project. She wanted to be sure Coda was available for everyone to watch and enjoy. "Oftentimes, I think deaf people are left out of the movie-going experience because of devices that don't work and lack of devices in theaters," Hader said. Filmmakers behind the project hope the open captions that appear in Coda will lead others in the movie industry to follow their example. They also hope it will urge deaf people to try movie theaters again. Hader described the emotional reaction of a deaf man at a recent screening with the open captions in Massachusetts. "He was like, 'I don't go to the movies. I can't wear those glasses,'" Hader said. "He hadn't seen a movie in the theater in 10 years, and he was very moved and excited." I'm Ashley Thompson.